The casino's been expanded so fast over the years that almost everyone can remember the blue metal building which started off the project along Fulton Street. There was also a much more elaborate plan for the relatively small site, which was only partially built and eventually demolished. This was Seneca land for centuries before the nation was pushed off it to a local reservation and then further south to Cattaraugus and Allegheny. Nation President Todd Gates says the casino shows the nation is back. To stay.
The completion of this $40 million expansion is a continuation of Seneca history. It was in 2005 that our nation was able to return to these 9 acres of land and return it back to the Seneca people, generations that had been taken from our ancestors. This was a historic moment for our people, a moment that we will always remember and take great pride in.
The latest casino expansion includes hundreds more gaming machines, a musical performance bar, a new sports bar, new restaurants, a shop for sports clothing and crystal, and interestingly for a nation for so long based on selling tobacco, a non-smoking gambling area. Seneca Gaming hired 300 new workers for the expanded casino. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.